Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, so following a long weekend of football, I know our focus is Michigan and Michigan State. I want to make sure I serve both purposes here, both fan bases. So we're going to do the weekend report. Obviously, I got thoughts on a lot of things around the country, but I want to stick to the local stuff right now. Sully, a little music of some form, please. Oh, my goodness. I feel like this is what Roberto enters his bedroom to. This is rather exciting. All right. Let's start out with the higher-ranked Michigan Wolverines, the weekend report. What I liked the offensive line. Despite having injuries to both tackles, Hayes, the young kid out of Traverse City, Mayfield, I thought they acquitted themselves nicely. Not going to get carried away. Not going to say all of a sudden, oh, it's going to be beautiful. But you know what? Not bad.
Who's got it better than us?
Tell you what else I liked. I liked an offense that even in its vanilla state, because we know they're not going to show a lot, you can see them highlighting their weapons. Again, Nico Collins is a freak show. Tariq Black, if he can stay healthy, is a freak show. If they can get Donovan Peoples-Jones back, it only elevates it more. Even McCune down the field. I liked seeing new ideas, new concepts, even in vanilla form. I liked it. It was exciting. It was something that gives you hope. Oh, I'm just not sure. Am I going to get Harbaugh after everything I like? Or you know,
I can't play Harbaugh after every one of them.
Okay, I didn't know. All right. I'll tell you what else I liked. I want to see a little more Charbonnet. Now, it's one thing to hype a kid up in the spring and recruiting and all that, but look, the game is on. He's interesting. I want to see more. Again, I don't want to get carried away. It's Middle Tennessee State. But interesting. More interesting than True Wilson. You know, more interesting than other guys you have. I thought Charbonnet, you kind of just put a check mark there and go, okay, let's see a little more week two and week three. Another offensive piece. I liked it. Now,
that's accurate.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Let me tell you what I didn't like. And I said it all summer, and I'm going to say it again. I don't like your defensive line. And I know Dwumfor tried to play maybe a snap or two and came out hurt, but you didn't get any pressure on Middle Tennessee State without blitzing. And that's not a good sign. And look, people want to talk about Quiddy Pay like he's Reggie White. I think I heard his name called once. Not a great performance by that D-line early. And it's good enough against Middle Tennessee State. It'll be good enough against Army, but we all know your schedule demands more. They got to get healthy in the middle. They got to get Dwumfor back because they're thin. And look, God love Ben Mason. A try-hard guy, talented fullback. You know, you're 260 pounds. You're not playing big-time defensive tackle in the Big Ten against big opponents. Didn't like it.
Erroneous.
Wait a second. You can't have all positives, Jim.
Wise words.
What I didn't like, and again, indicative of week one, offense got off track, drops, penalties, Shea Patterson with a couple of fumbles. Got to clean that stuff up. That goes without saying. Not going to get carried away with the overly negative. It is. They derailed themselves on several drives. You got to clean that stuff up. Act week two. Now, look, Army didn't play well week one. But you start screwing around and bumbling around the field against a team that can put together 7-8 minute drives, bad recipe. Now, let's go to Michigan State.
Bitterly disappointed.
I wouldn't be bitterly disappointed. You still won by 20. All right, Michigan State. What I liked, I mean the defense. What is there to say? You hold somebody to negative 76 rushing, 83 total yards, whatever it is. Tulsa's a good offense. They are expected to be one of the better offenses in the Happy Action Fun Time American Conference or Conference USA, wherever the hell they play. The defense is outerworldly, and that was a great start. Outside of two plays, Tulsa did nothing. I mean, nothing. They didn't have anyone rush for a positive yard. Think that over. What I liked. Nice to see Brian Lewerke at least a willing runner. That's probably some health. I thought Lewerke got let down by his receivers. I counted six drops. Offensive line, we'll get to that in a minute. But I thought Lewerke looked more like 2017 Lewerke than last year. Nice positive step there. I'm shocked you don't have any, like, D'Antonio poopy pants audio, or what's the story here?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. That's what I get.
Oh, no.
It sounds like Mark's not making it to the bathroom. What was that? Oh, no. That's what I said every time I saw Jordan Reed. And the other thing I liked, special teams. Coverage units, good. Return units. Oh, my God, MSU had a couple returns that were not utterly embarrassing. Blocked a punt, made all their kicks. Special teams was really good. And if you combine really good special teams with a really good defense, you're going to be able to win a hell of a lot of football games. And I was happy to see it. You don't realize how much they missed Hartbarger until he was gone and you get him back. Now, what I didn't like, everything else.
I've always been a type of person that, I'm a foxhole guy.
All right. Thank you, Mark. The offensive line is a disaster. Now, look, full disclosure, it's like Michigan. I'm not going to rule out improvement. I'm not going to say it's going to be this way the rest of the year. When you have Kevin Jarvis, your right guard, playing left tackle, you know you're screwed. No Colchewans, no A.J. Okuri. And guess what? We don't have Michigan's depth on the O-line, just like they probably don't have our depth on the D-line. This is a bottom-line game, though. I thought the offensive line was embarrassing. Watching that game the first time, you know they didn't play well. When I went back through it a second time, the amount of running plays where all five guys actually, like, won their matchup, I'm not sure that it happened. Mistakes, blown assignments, getting beat. And I don't want to be rude because these guys put in an immense amount of work, but they're not kids. Like, we have to stop with that. If you're old enough to vote and you're old enough to go to war, I just kind of feel like we have to be honest here. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but Jordan Reed might be the worst offensive tackle in Michigan State football history. And I know the guy he was going up against for Tulsa, Gibson, had 9.5, 10 sacks last year. Look, man, you got to get your hands on the guy. You got to be able to put up some resistance. Jordan Reed, watch our right tackle. That cannot, if that's the best we have to offer, like, you want to tell me Kevin Jarvis is going to struggle because he's out of position, because he's not even supposed to be there? Okay. You got to have somebody better than Jordan Reed at right tackle, because that, it can't happen.
We're not productive on that side of the ball nearly to where we need to be.
Running game. I mean, D'Antonio talked about it in the press conference today. It was a disaster. No push. No ability to crease, no ability to spring anybody, a collection of 1 and 2 yard gains. Look, you can't even start talking about you can't even start talking about play calls when guys aren't even winning their battles, when guys are getting pushed out of the way. I get it. There are injuries, but I don't want to hear it anymore. And D'Antonio said it today at the press conference. It's about toughness. It's about winning your matchup. It's about being better. I'm sorry. You can't look the way they look. They got to get better week two. Got to get better week three. Yes, we need to get our left tackles, plural, back. But sweet Jesus, not even be able to get 100 yards against Tulsa? Enough. It's ridiculous. Other things I didn't like, and I'll keep it quick. There were drops everywhere. I counted six of them. You know, you want to get on Lewerke for airmail and a few throws. Why don't you get on his receivers and his tight ends? I mean, enough with this Matt Dotson. I mean, I don't care who recruited you. I don't care who wanted you. Those days are gone. You got to produce. This Dotson can't catch a cold. I still got nightmares of him at Nebraska dropping passes. Catch the effing ball. Enough. And the last thing, look, it's simple. The offense, without the defense's help, it scored 7 points. That is so below standard. I think it's part of the reason D'Antonio came out and did what he did today. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to wait through Northwestern. And it either gets better or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, that's where I'm going to end up crucifying people, because this defense is all world. That's the weekend report. Want your thoughts? You've heard mine. 248-539-9797. We get your phone calls next. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.